No worries, mate. Thank you for having me.
Before we even talk racing, when we watch the press conferences and all of the news about COVID across the nation and we talk about New South Wales and Sydney, one location that is always talked about is Dubbo in terms of cases and being a concern. And that's been there from the word go in this pandemic a few months ago. How is life in Dubbo away from racing full stop?
Oh, mate, Dubbo's a resilient place. It's obviously everyone's doing it tough at the moment and feeling the lockdown, but you really can see the community coming together. And yeah, at the moment it's a bit day by day, but country people are tough, mate, and they keep going.
So when you go to the race club, is it just go straight home and just do your essential things? Because here we are in Melbourne with hundreds of cases and lockdown. We know Sydney likewise, but when you have a lot of cases in a small township, I guess it's a little bit different, the feel, the vibe, because you know everyone. You don't have to drive too far before you're suddenly in the country limits, so to speak. So what is that like? Because I guess you'd agree with me, it's a bit different to how you would feel there in Dubbo to say if you were in Bondi in Sydney or here in Carlton, Melbourne.
Yeah, definitely. I think these community towns are built on connection. But I think with us, it's very much the same. You know, get up, go to work if you need to. If you can work from home that day, you work from home. We're lucky that we have, you know, we've got 6.3 hectares to work on, so you're not really, don't have to worry about being too close to somebody. And yeah, once you're done, you go back home and spend time with your family. I think it's, that's been one positive here is you're getting plenty of family time, but obviously there's people doing it tough. But, like I said, it's not really, we're just blessed to be able to still operate, really. And a lot of businesses that can't in this climate, but we still can, so we really count our blessings, to be honest.
So were there any concerns you might not race? Would non-racing people say to you, Gavin, gee, bad luck you're not racing? Because a lot of people away from racing might think, well, they'll just totally halt it. There'll be no one driving in just to keep travel and people movement to a minimum. But was there any danger you might not race?
I don't think so, especially considering the way the racing in New South Wales got through the last outbreak as well. They really had the roadmap of how to operate safely. And I can definitely see people looking in being like, oh, geez, it's a bit rough that you guys can operate when everyone else. But the compliance and the regulatory steps we have to take in order to operate and everyone in our industry having to, you know, really, you know, do everything they're told and, you know, COVID tests, you know, vaccines, social distancing. It's really, it is quite a strict environment for us to operate. So, no, I wasn't worried that we'd go ahead because, you know, we have that roadmap and, you know, compliance is king for us. And we do put on a pretty safe show for our workers and industry.
So what would you tell locals in Dubbo that are non-racing people that in terms of floats and trainers and drivers, people coming from Sydney that come to Dubbo, are there strict protocols that they don't then arrive? I mean, can they arrive the night before, check into motels, go to a takeaway food place, go for a walk in the local main street or fill up their tank of petrol? Is there very strict protocols so the interaction between racing people outside of Dubbo that come into your Dubbo township is kept to a minimum?
Yeah, 100%. So the stewards manage this. So in order for someone who's coming outside of our region to accept our race meeting, they have to provide a negative COVID test. They can only arrive at the track an hour and a half before their race, can't interact with the town during the time. They get tracked by the stewards. They essentially give up all their movement data and all these things to the racing officials, who are government officials. In order to make sure that there isn't any breaching going on. And once you're finished, back in the car, off you go again. And it's very heavily policed and everyone is, it's the cost of doing business for us. So everyone's happy to do it. But like I said, it is quite a confined and a very regulated environment. But like I said, we're happy to be doing it because it keeps us in business.
We're chatting to Gavin Barlow, Dubbo Turf Club, a bit of an epicentre in regional New South Wales in terms of COVID, but the race club is flying. It's their big meeting. Ironically, your last meeting was one of the last in the area to have people on track. Is that right?
It's a bit hard looking back these days after all these lockdowns and everything. They all sort of merged together. But yeah, late July was our last meeting. And it just snuck in before COVID restrictions came out here. And then yeah, a few local tracks and a few picnic tracks around the area have felt the brunt of it and doing it quite tough. So yeah, we're just blessed to be able to race on Sunday.
Well, you won't have people on track, but you'll have a lot of horses, because Gavin, you've added two extra races. Is that right? The nominations and entries have been fantastic for your Sunday meeting.
Yeah, we had 269 total noms to start the week, and then as a showcase meeting, we were a bit unsure if they would get split or not because of the extra prize money floating around, but Racing New South Wales, to their credit, stepped up. Understand that there's horses missing out on runs out here at the moment, so they split two races. We now have 10, over $400,000 in prize money up on the card for the day. That's the 100K Gold Cup and a few extra features, so everyone in the industry is really excited. The quality of horse coming out is outstanding as well. It's the best cup field we've had in years. There's a couple of really talented gallopers getting around. A few Kosciuszko hopefuls getting around as well. So for those following along from home, it's a bumper day.
So, Gavin, is this a forerunner to other feature country clubs? Was this pleasantly surprising? Was it expected? Because that is a big step up in noms and two extra races and big fields. Is this something that Racing New South Wales are expecting to see more often over the coming weeks and months? Or?
Yeah, I think it's a bunch of contributing factors to it. And there have been a few unlucky clubs out there who have missed meetings and have had meetings washed out and picking meetings not going ahead. So I think there was a combination of a lot of horses looking for a run and then a lot of prize money on offer at this time round. And then you top that with, I'm a bit one-eyed, but I think we've got the best country track, definitely this side of the mountains. And, you know, I think with all those things in one, it's just a great day to be racing. So that really helps outside the norms. But I think with the prize money increase that's happened in this new financial year and then the Gold Cups all getting around with good coin, that, you know, these cup meetings across here for Park, Mudgy, Orange, like they will see success, I think. And I think the trainers are getting to know as well that, they're, you know, you've got a talented one, you know, maybe struggling a little bit at the provincial or Sydney level and bring it out here and test its mettle against a good crop of country horses.
So were there clubs nearby from you that didn't race in recent times? Are there some that, who lost meetings, do you know offhand, or?
Oh, well, there was a race that was postponed on Monday at Wellington that went to Wednesday, which I think we picked up a bit from there.
Was that was weather, was it, or?
Weather, yeah, weather, right. Mainly weather dependent. We've had a really wet winter. So one of the storylines coming into us is, you know, pretty much all the horses have been racing on heavy tracks because we just had a lot of rain, a lot of dew rain in winter. And then there's a few picnic committee meetings that have unfortunately had to, you know, play the COVID target in front of them. And I think that's contributed as well. But all honesty, the whole industry and Racing New South Wales have been very resilient. And I think, you know, all the work that everyone's putting in, making us able to race is the reason why we're going to have such a good day.
Have you got terrific irrigation now, watering? Because there was a time going back a couple of years ago when one of the predecessors to you, the manager there, spoke about the fact that Dubbo hadn't had rain for something like a year. It was just never-ending drought, and the track was becoming really, really hard to maintain. Is that all now turned around, has it?
Well, we came through 10 years of, you know, pretty heavy drought. And then since then, we've had a lot of rain, and the club put in a new bore system. We have a pretty new irrigation system as well that Racing New South Wales funded for us to develop too. So a lot of work's been going on to sort of future-proof the club, because Dubbo, it's just in that area, we're going to have another drought one day. So we're really, you know, really looking forward and making sure that the track can be up to this standard all year round. We've had a lot of water this year, so that's really helped us. Sorry, I had too much water, actually. Helped us put on a good surface. But, yeah, that infrastructure and that, I guess, water management has really been something we've focused on to make sure we can put a good track on all the time. Like, we have over 170 horses training on our track now and racing 17 times a year. Like, the credit, the standard of the Dubbo Club is on the improve, and, yeah, we're really excited to be part of it at the moment.
Well, Gavin, I wasn't sure what to expect given we hear of Dubbo with rising cases and problems with COVID, but your resilience is shining through, and when you tell us that you've got two extra races and record nominations, that's a terrific positive. Good luck with your race meeting. We'll speak down the track, and good luck this weekend. Thanks for taking the call.
No worries. Thank you.
Gavin Barlow, that's a positive. How successful is that? Things might be going troubling off the track in terms of COVID, but Dubbo have a record race meeting this weekend. Full coverage on RSN.